I'm not really interested in why you're on a break from masturbating. What I do want to know is why you're here. Is this audio just an excuse for you to break it? Have you already given in, and now you're just using the temptation of this audio to justify the incredible orgasm you're so desperate to feel? Or do you actually think you can resist? Why put yourself through this temptation? What do you have to prove or to gain from making it through this without stroking, without coming long and hard for me? Don't worry. I'm not actually here to break you. I'm not even going to ask you to stroke at any point. I just want to make you feel good. You deserve it. Your cock deserves it. I'm here to make you feel as good as possible without going over the edge. So just relax. Close your eyes and enjoy this little experience with me. First things first, get your cock out and lay back for me. Get comfortable. You can pull the blanket or the sheets up if you'd like. Or you can just lay there uncovered. I wonder, does your break from masturbation include all forms of sex? If I was with you, there, in bed, could you fuck me and come deep inside me? Or would that be breaking your commitment somehow? Picture me there with you now, in the bed. My soft skin nuzzled up against yours. Hands exploring. Lips tasting. Imagine you can smell my hair. It's just so nice to be with you. To feel skin on skin. You know, when a part of me presses against a part of you, and we each sigh in deep satisfaction just from having the other with us. Something else I like. I like feeling the light, wet kisses you leave on my skin. You know, when somebody presses their lips against your skin and leaves that spot behind that gets chilled as the air hits it. How about you? Do you like being kissed like that? Touch your chest anywhere you'd like me to kiss. Oh, what about your neck? Touch where you'd like to feel my lips lock onto your neck. Now touch your lips. Oh, but do you know my favorite place to kiss? To lick. To taste. It's that beautiful cock between your legs. I just love watching it grow, harden, thicken, all from how aroused I'm making you. It just feels so good to see your body just ache for me sexually. And when your cock shows me how beautiful I am, well, I just want to thank it. I want to make it feel good. I want to wet it with my lips and my tongue and watch it glisten and throb as I pull back. So just touch a spot on that cock where you'd like me to kiss now. Go ahead. It's not stroking. It's just a single light touch. Show me exactly where you'd want my lips if I was there with you. Oh, I love your cock. Can I give that spot a little lick, too? I just want to explore the whole thing with my mouth. Touch another spot for me. Now, move your finger between the two spots as you imagine my tongue moving. Ugh. It would be so easy to just take the whole thing in my mouth. I'd swirl my tongue around as I took it deep as I could to just draw out all the cum as quickly as possible. I love seeing how fast I can get a guy to explode in my mouth. But your imagination would probably get the best of you. And you'd stroke and cum as you imagine what it would be like to erupt inside my mouth. And we can't have that. But I still want to make you feel good. I want to make you feel as good as possible without breaking your rule and stroking. I want to give you every pleasure a man can have without actually giving in and exploding in incomparable forbidden pleasure. Would you like to feel good with me? All right, I'm going to straddle you now. Imagine for me that my pussy lips are gently grazing back and forth across the head of your cock, getting wetter and wetter with each motion. I want to slip you inside. I want you to feel the textures, the warmth, the raw, tight pleasure, not of fucking me, because we both know that that would end in you coming. I just want you to feel the pleasure of being inside me, a pleasure that rises and builds and brings you to the edge, but can't push you over, not without pumping and stroking. I need you to do something. It's not a stroke, but it will help you imagine better the sensation of being inside me. As you visualize my pussy gliding gently down, pull the skin of your cock down as tight as you can. Don't worry, it's not a stroke. You aren't breaking any rules. Just wrap your fingers around the base and pull down as it pulses and hardens. I just want to make you feel as good as possible. And it makes me feel good to know you feel good. And you want me to feel good, right? So pull the skin tight. Imagine me wrapped around it. I love having you inside me. So hard. So ready to explode. Just from a few naughty words and a few simple movements. Just lay here still with me. Oh, experience this. I just want to feel just one thrust. Just let your hips move. It's not stroking. But keep holding that skin tight and push in just a little deeper. Oh, God. I wish we could just fuck. The longer we sit here like this, motionless, with you deep inside me, the wetter and more desperate I get. Can you at least suck on my tits as I lean down? Oh, yeah, like that. We can keep our hips still, you know, except maybe the odd twitch and thrust as you lick and suck on my nipples. Oh, and that pre-cum that you're leaking. You could just trace it down your shaft with your finger. I just think it's so hot when a guy lets his cum just trickle down and get things a little wet. Maybe use it just to moisten the frenulum, you know, with a little spot just under the head. Move your finger in tiny circles there. Oh, God, I can't take this anymore. Please fuck me. I want to come so bad. I can't handle just sitting here on the edge with you. Oh, fuck me. Thrust into me. Pump that cock deep inside me. Oh, suffocate yourself with my tits as you thrust harder and deeper. God, seeing you so aroused and out of control is so fucking hot. Oh, I love what my body can do to you and what you're doing to my body. Oh, do you want to come together with me? Do you want to feel each other writhe and twist as we fall off the edge of pleasure and into the deep, overwhelming satisfaction of orgasm? Oh, God, yes. Oh, harder. Oh, faster. Oh, deeper. I'm going to count down from five. And we're going to come together. There's no stopping it at this point. Oh, five. Four. Three. Oh, God. Two. Oh, one. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, God. No. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean for that to happen. Or did I? But it felt so good, didn't it? Was it worth breaking your commitment with me? I can assure you, it always will be.